You may be seated. Just before I begin tonight, Brother Richard, Brother John, Brother Ken, Brother Brian, if you have a word or an exhortation or just something to share, now is your opportunity if you're quick. While everyone else is turning to Philippians, the third chapter.
Just an exhortation. Be open. We had a get together at our house a few days ago, and Demetrius and I had a chance to have a conversation with a guy that was there. And, you know, God has a way of orchestrating conversations.
Amen.
Sometimes. And we just need to be open to what God is saying and what God is doing. And also be obedient to what God puts on your lips. You know, sometimes if you're not careful, you'll measure what you say because you don't want to say the wrong thing. But what God put on your lips to say is the thing that needs to be said, and so I believe that happened, and we were able to connect with the person that we were talking with, and he shared a lot of things about you know where he had been and where God had brought him to, and you know, Demetrius and I shared some of our testimony and things, and we got started talking about the church and House of the Lord, and you know, he was very, very interested in what we were saying about House of the Lord, and we invited him to church and exchanged information, that sort of thing. Now he hasn't made it here yet, but that's not the point. We had a chance to, you know, invite him and invite him in, but the big thing was he was so encouraged by the conversation that we were having, being around. Just the family environment that was there at this get together, and just the spirit on Demetrius and myself, and just kind of sharing and being real with him, you know. So I guess my encouragement is in the time and season that we're in, just be open to what God wants to say to you and speak to you, how he wants to use you to, you know, encourage others, pray for others, invite others to church, but trust that God is going to do it through you and orchestrate the conversations that need to be orchestrated.
Amen. Amen.
I got about just 30 quick seconds, super short. I just want
the electric to turn on.
I just want to say that what he had mentioned about money starting to flow into, not money, but things starting to flow in 2017, I've already seen an increase, not since he spoke the word, but this last month, I mean, it's been tremendous. This is typically a very slow season for us before these storms come, and I've had lots of calls, I've had lots of things come in, and my income is going very well, and it's at a pace that's comfortable and to me, and so I can just tell you this, is that I'm encouraged about what you've said about the this year and the things coming in that we've sowed for a long time, and delay is not necessarily a denial of what you've been believing for. So,
how many of you think that the president is affected by all the riots and the, do you think he is swayed off of his goal?
Nope.
I don't. If nothing else, it's pushing him forward. That's the way the devil, our enemy, is trying to make all the noise he can. But keep your eye focused on the promise. Keep your eye focused on God and what he has put in you. Pursue that. Don't worry about the noise on the outside. Don't worry about all the distractions. Keep us a single-minded and focused on the path at hand, and knowing that there are blessings in that path that God has already laid there. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. This is the year of the harvest.
Well, if that's it, do not judge what God is doing by what someone else is receiving. In the midst of this, there'll be those of House of the Lord who will abound and prosper and be totally excited. And others will say, well, when is it going to happen? They didn't lay hold of the promise. They were just waiting to see what took place. So in this time and in this season, determine as for me and my house, we're going to walk in abundance. As for me and my house, we're going to walk in overflow. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not account myself to have laid hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth to the things before, and we could keep reading and it's all good, but there's something that stood out in this verse. But one thing I do, received a call from someone who used to attend House of the Lord back in the 80s, and they had moved on to other areas of the country, and they were looking for direction in their life, looking for guidance. And we began to talk for a while, and I saw right quick that they were lining up with where the message was tonight. And I began to talk to them. I said, when did you experience God's joy and God's fullness? And they said, well, back when the men of House of the Lord used to go to the parks and on the streets and witness and go door to door and talk to people, said that was probably the high point of my Christian walk. And I said, then you know the direction for your life. And they were like, what do you mean? When you find that one thing that causes the joy of the Lord to be manifest in your life. And Paul said, I found that one thing and I'm pressing towards it. The goal of the high calling in Christ Jesus. As we get into the message tonight, I want to remind you of that great gospel classic, City Slickers. And at one point in that movie, they approached Curly trying to get the secret. And he said, one thing. Now that one thing may break down into several tributaries. But I'm going to ask you for a moment. I am going to give you time to speak up. What is the one thing that you experience God's joy in? Is it evangelism? Is it singing? Is it counseling? Is it meeting with other people? Is it doing service for the kingdom? Is it giving your hands to labor for God's children? This is not rhetorical. I'd like some response from you. What is one thing that you have found God's joy in when you do it? Ethel?
Singing.
Encouraging.
Servicing the community.
Prayer, ministry of helps, Damon.
Singing and music ministry.
Teaching.
Speaking publicly for God.
Huh?
Speaking publicly for God.
serving. I encourage you to write down that one thing that God's joy is experienced by you in, and then begin looking at how to focus your life towards that one thing. A lot of people never experience God's joy because they never do anything. But if you find God's joy in knocking on doors and listening to people, then organize some people to go with you and start sharing your joy. If you enjoy singing, get people with you and sing together. If you enjoy public speaking, start looking for ways to facilitate that joy. When you find the joy of the Lord, it gives you strength. When you don't find the joy of the Lord, your strength is dissipated. Sometimes you drift. And Paul said, I don't want to be caught letting it, once I've attained it, letting it drift away. Stopping the message for a moment for a commercial. I was in prayer today, and I saw the live streaming, and there was a banner going across the live streaming that said, live streaming Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Wednesdays 7:30 Central Standard Time, so that people who stumble onto the program can make note of when to come back to it, and they don't keep turning it on, nothing there, and they give up. I don't know if that's possible, but that way the people that are watching know when to tune in. Now back to the message, in case you didn't know. Is there one verse of New Covenant Scripture that God continually brings you back to? There are a couple of verses that when I start to pray, they come up in my spirit. I know that those verses are pivotal to my walk with God. Make note of those verses. Begin to focus on those verses and ask your father, Daddy, what are you telling me about me in this verse or in these verses? Those things that come to you again and again are God dealing with you and giving you direction for your life. Now, many times people are seeking direction for their life and don't know they already have it because they didn't appreciate it when it came. They didn't lay hold of it. Paul again said, I lay hold of. Why did he have to lay hold of it? It would drift away. The cares of this world, the ministry itself, other people, other demands of family and friends upon you will cause you to drift away from that which God gave you. But if you start writing it down and title the page, My Life Focus, then those verses can start structuring what it is God is doing with you and wants to do through you. Those things that you find the joy of the Lord in, God can begin to develop them, and you'd be surprised when you find the joy of the Lord how strong you can become in that calling. I know that God has called me to teach His people faith. And you can wake me up in the middle of the night and I'll tell you, God has called me to teach His people faith. Just like you can wake me up and I'll tell you, I am the healed of the Lord. Because what you meditate, you become. What you dwell upon will take you to new heights. Many people do not experience the joy of the Lord because when it comes, They let it go. Document what God is doing in your life. And I want to encourage you with this one. If you do not spend time in prayer, start spending time in prayer, especially praying in the Holy Spirit and praying scriptures out loud. And you will find that God will start showing you things in your prayer time that you wouldn't normally see. Because God is not going to be like hailing a cab and stop you in what you're doing to get together with you. He said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. Why? Because if you'll come to him, the weariness and the heavy ladenness will leave, and he will point you to what he can use you in. A lot of people have been in church 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they still don't know what God wants them to do. If anyone lacks wisdom, let them ask. Tell Daddy, I want to know what causes your joy in my life. And then pursue it. But Pastor, I want to be a prophet, and he's telling me that I need to be an encourager. Be an encourager, and maybe you can move up. But until you do what he wants you to do, he's not going to do what you want him to do. Is there one word that you've received from God? Maybe it was a prophecy that was given to you. Maybe you were in an assembly and a word came forth to the body and you knew, wait a minute, that's for me, because it ignited in your belly. Have you written that down? That one word that God has given you strength and determination with. You were inspired by that word. Go back to that word. Don't let it drift from you. Was there a call that God brought to you? And when you pursued that call, you experienced the intimate presence of the Lord. Every believer has a call on their life. It's, for the most part, not a call to the fivefold ministry, but it's a call to service in the kingdom. Pastor, I don't know that I've ever experienced a direct call from God. All right, then let's look at it another way. What is it that you see other people doing that when they're doing it, it inspires you? Then you have an affinity towards that. That's why it lights your fire. And if you will pursue that, many times the Lord will remind you of a time he did speak to you and you had let it slip. Is there one action that when you take it causes you to feel his pleasure? It may be singing. It may be praying. It may be studying the word, but when you pursue that action, you feel his pleasure, that God is with you in it, that God is building you up with it, that you're becoming closer to him because of that act. If you have let go of something the Lord blessed you in, dust it off. He's right where you left him. I've found one thing about the Lord. He is patient. I've seen people who backslid, were away from God for weeks, months, years, sometimes decades. And they would ask, can God ever use me again? And I ask, what did he use you in before? Go back to that and you'll find him right where you left him. Because God is patient, he's long-suffering, and he will go with you to the end of the age, waiting for you to do what he called you to. There are over 1.3 million people in the greater Austin area. How many of them know about your church, your God, your heart for God? Those things that God said to you, those things that God blessed you in, were so that he could reach this city, this county, this state, this nation. God can give you something to do right here in Austin that can allow you to reach the ends of the earth without ever leaving this corporate city limits. There was a time where you had to get on a boat or a plane and go. Now, God can give you something and you can put it on the internet. God can give you something and you can write a book. And you can change literally millions of lives of people you never see by simply sharing what God is speaking into your spirit. And understand this, we're not all that different. I've been to many continents, many nations of the world, and I've found that people are pretty much the same. They're born selfish. They want to know what's in it for them until they get over themselves. Male, female, young, old, heathen, educated, it's pretty much the same. People are born selfish. That baby comes out of the womb wanting to be served. And if you're not quick with the service, they will, Tammy, make enough noise that you know they're not pleased with your behavior. It has to be taught out of them by pursuing what you experience God's joy in. He breaks that selfishness. He breaks that self-centeredness and causes you to care about people you wouldn't normally care about. In fact, you can reach a point where that call, that thing that you experience God's joy in, becomes the driving force of your life. And can I share something else with you? When you begin to pursue what brings joy, the joy of the Lord into your life, God will cause blessings to overtake you. You can find people in this church that serve. And the more they serve, the more prospered they are. Then you'll find people that show up late for church and want to leave early and can't figure out why God isn't blessing them. They're still selfish. I wasn't talking about you, darling. We all know the way you are anyhow. My God called me to teach his people faith. And I've weathered so many financial storms, so many adversities, so many trials and hardships in life, but God keeps rewarding me. And as long as I do his pleasure, he will see to it that I lack no good thing. I can tell you that for your life. You can give your way out of debt with finances, and you can give your way out of debt with service. Or you can continue to limp along, not satisfied with your Christian walk, and not satisfied with what you're getting out of it. Are you a giver? I'm not talking about money now. Giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving of your gifts, giving of your energies towards what God has blessed in your life. I am progressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in the anointed Redeemer. Press towards that mark of the high calling. Pastor, what is the mark of the high calling? It's different for every life. What does God bless when you do it? What is it that you feel God's pleasure in? What is it that when you begin to spend time in prayer and meditation, God draws you back to? God brings those prophecies back to your mind because he had an assignment for you in them. He brings certain verses of scripture back to your mind because there's growth potential in them if you'll pursue them. I know that some people got excited about 2017, the year of the harvest, and they saw dollar signs, and they saw houses and cars and furniture. But did you see ministry? Did you see lives touched and people reached? God wants to give you a harvest through that which you find his joy in pursuing. Well, Pastor, I've known for a long time that I had this call or that call or this thing in my life. What have you begun to structure your life to point to that? A lot of people think they're just going to stumble in to God's will. They're going to stumble into God's ministry or God's calling. You don't stumble into it. You pursue it. You begin to shape your life towards it. And you'll find that the more you do, the more he does. Why sit we here till we die? There's a city that needs what we have. We got neighbors that need what we have. We've got communities that God wants to use us to impact. And it won't always be with preaching a flowery sermon. Sometimes it'll be with going next door, knocking on the door, and taking them a basket of cookies, and just said, I want to say, I appreciate you. You're opening the door, because when you go to them and you, what we used to call in sales business, cold cock them, a lot of times they don't want to open the door or talk to you. Why? You haven't established a rapport. Let your good works be seen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Now you notice it doesn't say God works. Sometimes God will speak to you. Go mow the neighbor's front yard. It opens the door. One day the Lord said to me, wash your neighbor's car while you're washing yours. I did. A rapport began to develop, and every time they saw me, they wanted to talk. Why? They weren't used to having someone do something for them. You've got a ministry to perform, but you've got to get the door open. Your good works can open that door. Brethren, I do not account myself to have laid hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching to the things before. Oh, Pastor, it's never worked for me. Forget it. Now press forward. Forget what hasn't worked, what you haven't seen, what you haven't experienced, and press forward and see what God will do. Not a lengthy message tonight, not a big message. God said to exhort you with, what's the one thing? Because if everyone in this body starts doing the one thing that they experience God's pleasure in, you won't be able to find a seat when you get here if you're late. If you start pursuing that one thing that God blesses, you'll find your bills are suddenly getting paid. Cars and houses and opportunities are showing up because while you're busy doing His work, He will be busy doing yours. May the Lord bless you and guard you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. The blessings of the Lord are upon you. This is your year of harvest, ministry harvest, people harvest, financial harvest, things harvest. Lay hold of it. Don't let it lie idle and say, well, I'm going to wait and see what happens. Nothing will happen for you. You've got to pursue the blessings of the Lord.